Now, this topic today is on vegetables. Okay, now some people don't consume enough, some people don't like them, but there's several benefits of vegetables. Number one, it supplies the fiber for all your microbes, and those microbes convert the fiber into very beneficial things that can help you. Also, vegetables are loaded with vitamin C, folate, potassium, magnesium, and a lot of other B vitamins and minerals and even trace minerals. But that's not all. They contain additional things like phytonutrients that go way beyond regular vitamins and minerals and can provide a lot of benefit in improving your health and protecting your cells against oxidation, free radical damage, stress, etc., etc. I mean, just kale alone has over 600 different carotenoids. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of these phytonutrients that create all sorts of very cool effects. So, what do you do if you're just not able to consume enough? Well, there's a couple ideas. One is you could take organic kale, clean it, and then put it in a bag, put it in the freezer, and then put some organic berries. And then you take it out when it's frozen. You can break up the kale into little pieces, put it in the blender. Fill the water right above the kale, maybe like a one or two handfuls of kale with maybe a cup of berries. Fill it up so the water is just above it and blend it and drink that. It's a very delicious shake. And that way you're getting your vegetables, some berries, and a lot of phytonutrients. And you can also get a concentrated green in my veggie solution. This is mainly for those people who do not like vegetables, and you can consume several scoops. Each scoop represents so many servings, and you can get a good amount of vegetable just from that. Now, maybe you can do fermented vegetables, as in sauerkraut, so you can try that. Or maybe taking celery and dipping it into peanut butter, or cucumber, or bell pepper into hummus, or some other dip. Another idea is to take squash, acorn squash, or other types of squash, and bake it. And you pull it out and you put butter and sea salt. It is absolutely delicious. In fact, it doesn't really seem like a vegetable, but more like very delicious comfort food. All right, talk to you tomorrow.